In its push to shrink government, the Trump administration has gutted AmeriCorps. That is the federal agency created 3 decades ago as a way for young Americans and seniors to serve their country. Now, most of the agency's staff has been fired, and more than 30,000 people have been ordered to stop their service work immediately. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
Until last month, 25-year-old Theo Fauché was an AmeriCorps team leader. He and 10 others got a small stipend for building affordable homes in Virginia, removing hurricane debris in Florida, and repairing national park trails in West Virginia. That's where they were when Fauché got shocking news.
Pull your team off the work site, pack up your camp, hit the road tonight if possible.
The Trump administration had ended nearly $400 million in grants, yanking funding from more than 1,000 organizations, saying it no longer fit the agency's priorities. People were upset, Fauché says. He calls AmeriCorps a patriotic program that's good for the country and good for the young adults he led.
18, 19-year-olds who had never left home, who weren't really sure what they wanted to do with their lives or what was the right call for them, just traveled the country with people they'd never met before. The personal growth and agency and confidence I saw in these members was massive.
All of a sudden to have that opportunity ripped away from them is just unconscionable, really.
Kyra Esgate heads America's Service Commissions, a nonprofit that supports national service programming. She admits there have been issues. AmeriCorps failed 8 consecutive audits. A White House spokeswoman cited the same thing and pointed to $45 million in improper payments last year. Esgate says the agency found that in its own review, and AmeriCorps is upgrading a clunky IT system to better track money. Ann Maura Connolly with the nonprofit Voices for National Service says Democrats and Republicans alike have long supported AmeriCorps.
This is really an incredible story of the power of a person or a group of people to make a difference in their communities in ways that have ripple effects that go well into the future.
AmeriCorps transforms not just those who serve, she says, but also the students many teach and mentor. Connolly says small nonprofits and faith-based groups are reeling from this loss, and the funding can be crucial for local economies.
You know, folks in states like West Virginia, it's a massive opportunity to keep young people, talented young people in the state, help them get ready for careers and to really invest in their communities there. And they were hit hard by this.
It's also been a financial blow for many AmeriCorps service members. 26-year-old Medley Espinoza was helping bring in grants for a Chicago nonprofit that supports homeless families. Now, she doesn't know if she'll get the AmeriCorps Education Award she was counting on to help pay her community college student loan.
Anything that you were planning, maybe an expense or whatever, whatnot, now you have to scramble and think, how am I going to make up for that? So it's tough.
Right now, I am currently rudderless.
Nate Rabosa had only worked a few weeks helping the American Red Cross in Texas.
I still want to do like community work, like government or community, but they get paid by the AmeriCorps. And I am in limbo right now trying to find a job.
2 legal challenges have been filed over AmeriCorps' dismantling by community organizations and 24 Democratic-led states. Like so many other lawsuits against the administration, they allege that President Trump does not have authority to gut an agency that was created and funded for decades by Congress. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.